Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City.
We're back.
Hello?
Is it working?
Hello? Is anyone out there? Hello?
It's working. Okay, you guys, today we are going to talk about rotation or twisting of the mid-back in running. But before we do, I have a funny story that a patient told me. I call it the stranger things. Like, stranger things, they do happen. It's bizarre. So get these bizarre stories from people. This guy was like, he had on his running shorts, and I think he had like his keys or something, you know, like wallet or something in his, like something that he was carrying with him on the run, okay, in his pocket. And when he's done running and he pulls it out and there's like this black like dust on it. And he's like, what the heck is that? Right? Like, I don't know what this is. And he doesn't think about it anymore. And then he goes back into the pocket later. I think he was getting ready to wash him or something like that. And inside that pocket, I want you to guess what was in there. Did I already tell you what it was?
Well, you told me right before, so...
Oh, okay.
But I don't know the story.
So it was a wasp.
In his pocket.
A live wasp.
How come it didn't sting him?
I don't know. He was just lucky. So, what is the moral of this story? Check your pockets.
Oh, my gosh. I had a bee in my sleeping bag once. It stung me.
Oh, it did.
Nether regions. Oh, my. It was awful.
That's a whole other, not even a podcast episode for our, that's a different genre podcast. Okay, you guys, let's talk about twisting. We have recorded an episode about thoracic spine rotation. And so that's that twisting motion of the mid-back with swimming and biking and how that was kind of impacted. This one's going to be about the run. Let's just review, because your thoracic spine stops like, you know, just below the, or starts just below the neck. And if you put your hands around your waist, it stops shortly before that and then becomes the lumbar spine. And the reason I want to point out that difference is because the thoracic spine is mechanically designed to rotate and the lumbar spine is not. And it's important because if we say, oh, hey, work on your rotation, that rotation shouldn't be happening at the lumbar spine. It should be happening at the mid-back. So, when I am evaluating someone's run, that I'm watching a lot of things, but that's one of the areas of the body that when they're running up and down the road or the sidewalk or on the track, I'm looking at what is their spine doing. And when I don't see rotation there, I know we have a problem. And that requires me to figure out, well, okay, does this person even have mobility there at all? Like, are they just stiff there? They don't have the motion, or do they not have strength to control that rotation, or is there neurological patterning issues or like wiring where, okay, I have the mobility, I have the strength, but I'm not actually doing that motion when I'm running.
So trying to figure out why they're not rotating.
Right. But why do we care? You know, why do we care? Because if we don't have proper rotation of that mid-spine area, we have decreased stability. And we've talked about many times what that does for a run.
Decreased stability where?
The entire body.
Okay. So the way that your thoracic spine moves or doesn't move affects your stability, like through your hips and through your feet planting,
right.
Like the rest of
your connection to the ground is now unstable.
Okay.
And we've talked about how important all these other areas are for that stability. Sure. But that is one of the components that will decrease your stability. And there's reasons why. We also have then, because of that, the direct result can be increased injury as well as decreased efficiency. And the reason is because that energy has to go somewhere. So if we're not rotating, if you can't rotate or you don't rotate, then your body is going to make it up somewhere. What's it going to do? It's going to start bending in the side-to-side motion. And that's really going to wreak havoc on the lumbar spine. So that's going to show up with some injuries.
So wait, let's break that down a little bit.
Yes.
So your thoracic spine, so as you're running and you're going side to side, you've talked about, what do you say, like carrying the baby or whatever,
baby. We're going to get into that. Yes.
Okay, so you're rocking.
It's the rotation. So it's the, you know, you're going right and you're going left. Like that right, that, oh gosh, I guess you can't see us because right to left could be side to side.
When people but run, it's the
twisting,
side to side.
It's the twisting right to left.
With your upper body.
Yeah. Okay. It's not bending. And I'm not going to go into the whole mechanics of the spine
because
in order to rotate it best, but yeah, we want you to keep listening so we won't worry.
So rotating. And so yes. If that isn't happening, what you're saying is that energy that would normally go into that rotating of the upper body is looking for someplace to go. And as a result, you end up rocking side to side.
So you start tilting to your right and to your left. So think side bending.
Okay.
So now you're side bending and that motion is primarily occurs at the lumbar spine.
And
so that's the low back.
And is that where, do you see that reflected in the hips? Is that why people's hips go side to side?
It's one of the culprits of that. And this is where like some, you know, if you're looking at, they're like, oh, well, the person has weak, you know,
weak glutes
on this side.
Yes.
If you haven't listened to our Sleepy Glute podcast, go back, listen to that one.
So you can misinterpret that. Can be coming from the lack of rotation in the spine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So then now you just notice that. So now, oh, so we might have pain in the glutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It might show up there because there's a greater trochanteric pain syndrome is a diagnosis, or gluteal tendinitis.
Okay, which are all just pain syndromes for,
and it's kind
hips.
Of that side of the hip. So it's like so the side hips instead of like the back part, okay. Like a side joint. So we're talking about side movement because now you're overusing it side to side and it can be misinterpreted as, oh, that person has weak glute meats when they don't. It is becoming from the back.
Aha.
Okay. So that's one of the injuries that can occur. So yay you for already seeing that. The other injury that can happen is people will then, okay, well, oh, I'm hurting on my side of my leg. So what am I pointing to? Iliotibial bands. We all talk about IT band syndrome. I guarantee you it's not IT band syndrome.
Mm.
Okay. What's happening is you're doing that side to side movement. So you know the muscle quadratus lumborum because you're a massage therapist who digs into that sucker. But really, that's just it's a big, meaty muscle in your back.
In your low back,
yes. Thank you for clarifying. And then, so we're going side to side like this. That lumbar spine is moving side to side because we don't have rotation up above in the segments above. And now that's getting tweaked and overused. And it's going to show up painful, radiating down the side of the leg. And everyone thinks it's their IT band.
Oh,
they spend all this time trying to, like, whatever, treat that. So what's another thing? Okay, again.
Wait a second. I'm going to recap this because, again, we don't have the rotation in the middle of the back. Mm-hmm. So the hips are going side to side, which is making that.
Low back is going side to side.
Hips are going side to side. But as the low back is going side to side, that's where that quadratus lumborum muscle is that we were just talking about that. And as it's going side to side and it gets tight, then it's radiating pain down into what feels like it's the IT bands.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it will react to this overstress or overload and it may tighten up. That might be what it does.
Okay.
Yeah. So yes, good recap there.
Okay.
So then another, so what other structures are in that low back? You guys, most everyone knows there's discs in between the vertebrae. So between the bones, there's these discs. Well, now those discs are undergoing a lot of force side to side, side to side. Too much overstrain, overstress. So you can strain the discs themselves, the nerves that come out.
And now you're talking about what's happening in the lumbar spine.
In the lumbar spine, yes.
Okay.
And so we could, you know, get low back joint pain, disc issues there. And that disc will start pressing on the nerves that come out of that area. So you have nerves exiting your body in that all along the spine, but we're talking about the lumbar spine here.
The lower spine.
Yes, the lower spine. And so say we are now pinching and irritating that nerve root right there.
Mm.
So that's going to show up with everyone who says, oh, I've got SI joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
Sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
Sciatica is an inflammation of a big nerve that runs from our low, it begins at the low back with some nerve roots that come together to form it. And then it goes to, maybe I'll put an image in our show notes too, in case you guys are curious. Yeah. And then it goes down, you know, down the butt and then down the back of the thigh, mm-hmm. so hamstring, mm-hmm. and then branches off into some other nerves. Mm-hmm. So, but it can be irritated and squished or whatever in any of those points. But when we're talking about that lumbar spine, that low back going side to side too much, this can be a point where we're a reason for or one cause of the sciatica issue or the SI joint pain. So again, but where did it come from? It may or may not. There can be many causes for these issues,
of course,
right?
Of course.
But don't forget that the thoracic spine, that rotation at the spine, lack of it might be the reason why that's happening. Okay, so thank you, Levi. Levi's giving his input.
I know.
I think you guys can probably hear him. This is how we know a package is being delivered to the house. Okay, so what are we going to do about this? Like, what if you don't have rotation for any of the three reasons? Yeah, you want to say something about that?
Well, I just want to put in, just make a point again about triathletes and when we sit on the bike and how much we're locked in that position for many hours and how tight our thoracic spine gets, which is now, you know, we've talked about how it affects swimming and it affects running, and just to really drive that home.
Yeah. Drive it home.
Well, I mean, you know.
You have these athletes who are dealing with it.
I do, and I deal with it.
Yes.
Like, my thoracic spine feels like I just want to put a knife in there and just go.
Okay.
Should I say that?
Don't do that at home.
Is that allowed?
That is not medical advice. Well, we don't give out medical advice either anyways. But I want to have a little cautionary statement here. So what I don't want people to go is be like, well, am I rotating at this? Maybe I'm not rotating at the
100%.
Spine. And then go out and run.
Oh,
and start,
yeah, the self-diagnosis.
Really,
I know.
But then, like, and then overcorrecting and, like, trying to rotate. I
would never
not,
do that personally.
Oh, my God. So that's a very scary thought for me, is like imagining people going out to do that. So please do not go out now and start running and forcing rotation.
Well, and the rotation of that run, like I remember when you did that run clinic, it's not a huge amount of rotation.
It is not. And so I have a little drill for this that should be safe. And it might be helpful to have a professional's eyes on this, like to assess you. It's not a bad idea. If you're struggling with some things or you're just not sure, go get a run evaluation with someone who's like knows what they're doing. But one trick or little drill that I have my runners do is you cross your arms across your chest. So you're giving yourself a little hug here. So you're like, so you guys can see Liz has got her left hand on her right shoulder and her right hand on her left shoulder. She's just crossed her arms in front and then run. And everyone looks at me like I'm crazy. And they're like, that's hard. Well, that's ridiculous. And then I always have to say, don't worry. You're not going to run 20 miles like that.
Yeah.
It's just a drill. Just a drill. But it can be really helpful when you do that. Then you get a sense of whether or not you are rotating at the spine. You should be able to. I don't want anyone to go out and force themselves to rotate there too much. I don't mean to overthink it. But it should, your shoulder, when you're running, then it should look like you're just like kind of like rocking a baby, but not rocking a baby with huge swings. Like it's a small motion. It's pretty tight motion is what I want to say. Not tightness, but muscles, but it's a short arc of motion.
Sure.
And that should be occurring there. And just doing that can sometimes clue someone into what that should be feeling.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So give it a try, but don't go crazy with that. You know, and when I say a drill, we're talking like, what's the length of the sidewalk outside my clinic? I'm bad at it.
Not even 100.
It's not
100 yards.
Yeah, we're not going 400
meters.
Right. Yeah, we're just going back and forth and trying it out. And so what else can we do? We have this like run drill. I think a good run gait assessment on the ground, not a treadmill, and have someone really looking at that and like, okay, is this person, are you rotating at your spine? And then if you're not, determining again, why are you not rotating there? So perhaps there is some dynamic mobilities that you need to do to restore rotation in your spine. Maybe you need to actually work with a physical therapist because there's a lot more going on there, and there's a lot of stiffness in, you know, whether it's ligaments, muscles, actual spine itself, the tendons, whatever. So just working on that. And then just having a good proper warm-up, you know, before you're swimming, biking, and running. It's not a bad idea. And incorporating thoracic spine rotation in those warm-ups. And then kind of the powerhouse control of that thoracic spine as you're running are your abdominals, your oblique, mm-hmm. your obliques. And a lot of people don't realize the obliques wrap all the way around mm-hmm. to the back. That's your good powerhouse control of rotation. Okay, we have made a video that you guys might find helpful to look at what we're talking about when it comes to rotation and where we're talking about the rotation should occur. Check it out on our website.
Yeah, there's just a link there.
Yeah, we'll have a link in the show notes.
Yeah,
for you
so
guys.
You can see it.
All right, have we missed anything?
What about, I mean,
yeah.
I enjoy the roller foam on my thoracic spine. Is that, I'm not going to give you gray hair.
The roller foam! Well, let's do a podcast where we talk about my thoughts on foam rolling.
I mean, I don't know what I'd do without that. I know, but through the mid-back, otherwise it's like...
Yeah, well, I think there's some people...
I may be getting scolding, but it's the best.
I know I've taken the massage gun and the treadmill away.
I know!
But we will talk about... Let's talk about that in another podcast. Because I've gone in a different direction from before, but that doesn't mean that foam rolling is bad. Stay tuned.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we want to hear what you guys have to say about thoracic spine rotation. That's that twisting motion in your mid-back when you run.
Leave your notes wherever you listen to your podcast. Spotify, iTunes, or our website, The Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show.
Boom.com.
Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together. Until next time.